Climbing the ladder does not have to involve stepping on people's heads on the way up. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So let me just get one thing out of the way real quick. I don't know if you noticed this shirt I'm wearing. Maybe you can't. You can't really see it because of the overalls. Central Baptist College, go Mustangs, alma mater. Okay, that's enough. Let's move on. Okay, so all I'm going to say is this. There's this mentality in the world, in some people's minds, that in order to be successful, it's got to be all about you. Nobody else matters. If you got to step on people, kind of discard people, people are expendable. Other people are expendable in order for you to be successful. That's the mentality in our world. And I've got to tell you, as a guy that's worked in the world of ministry, vocational ministry for a while, 20 plus years. It's sometimes that way in the world of church, and it's kind of cutthroat sometimes, and it shouldn't be that way. It's this idea that to succeed myself, to excel myself, I gotta push people out of the way or throw people away. They're expendable. And man, that's as far from a biblical idea of loving people as you can get. As a matter of fact, Paul would say in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, to kind of set aside your own self-interests, to not operate out of a spirit of selfishness, but instead kind of flip that on its head and operate out of a spirit of selflessness, but in an idea or an attitude of humility to put other people's needs before your own. And he would go on to say, just like Jesus did, when he laid down his own life for us, to be willing to not just go after what's best for you first, but to put other people's needs ahead of your own. Kind of like the other day, it just reminds me. It's an immaturity, I guess you could say, that kind of drives us to live for us, in reality. In the world of cows, I mean, you can see that in calves. Calves don't care about anybody but themselves. They're kind of like infants and toddlers. I mean, the world revolves around an infant. The world revolves around a toddler. If a toddler's hungry, if a baby's hungry, a toddler's hungry, nothing else in the world matters except them getting food. If a calf's hungry, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter what sacrifice it requires from the mama. I was checking cows the other day, and three calves decided the closest mama cow to them was the easiest route to go to for some lunch. And so three calves, only one of these calves was hers, but the other two decided, hey, that's a good idea. We'll just hit her up for a little lunch instead of going to find her own mom. And so three calves hit her up for lunch. Didn't matter how much of a sacrifice it was for her. They were just hungry, and so they went. It was all about them, right? Now, they're just cows, and they're just calves. But that's the way we operate sometimes. Doesn't matter how much it hurts somebody else, it's all about what we can get out of it. And yet Paul would say that's not the way a follower of Jesus operates. So can I just encourage you today? Take the spotlight off of you and begin to look at the needs and best interests of those around you first. That's the heart of Christ, according to Paul in Philippians chapter 2. Hey, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to save you a seat right here. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop a tailgate. Until then, have a great week. Again, I love you, and we'll see you next time on the Tailgate Talk.